Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live, everyone. We're taking a quick check of the markets as we see the major averages still in negative territory here on your screen. We've got the Dow, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ there for you in sight, and the Dow still down and moving lower from when we last checked in on it. Right now, it's down by about 1.15% to be exact. The S&P 500, you're seeing that down 93 points, 2% in the red, and then also in negative territory, deep in declines by about 3.2%. We'll round that off too. Is the NASDAQ, the tech-heavy composite, down 457 points here on the day. Well, switching gears, everyone, let's get to our 2-in-2. Emily and I each have two tickers to put on your radar before the market close, and I'll lead us in today. Emily, I've got two stocks that I'm keeping my eyes on. First up, got to talk about PINS, Pinterest. And of course, we're just teeing the earnings up here and that story particularly that we're going to be tracking here. And so investors, they're also having to continue to wade through what the iOS risks may mean for Pinterest after Meta Platform signaled in their earnings that they anticipate modestly increasing ad targeting and measurement headwinds from platform and regulatory changes. Now, Pinterest also, on the other hand, is a platform that historically has been vulnerable to engagement headwinds as the pandemic continues to unwind in the U.S. This is something that they've said before in previous earnings reports. So stick around and watch for that to see exactly how that may have been in play. It was certainly in play, as we heard from companies, some of the companies that have already reported that are looking at the retail and the consumer strength. And over the course of the final months of 2021, we're citing some of the headwinds that they saw as a result of the Omicron variant. And so that potentially one of the weights on Pinterest here on the day, two of the major weights, I should say, on Pinterest today, ticker symbol PINS, it is down bad as of right now. And we'll see exactly where that moves once they report their earnings. And then I got to talk about Square here, or the SQ ticker symbol, I should say. But of course, this is the company now known as Block. And this is lower on the day. It's actually got some unusually high volume. It's about double, actually a little more than double at this point in time, the average volume that they would see. Usually about 11.5 million shares traded of Square or Block SQ shares on a daily basis. But today, 24.3 mil. And so with all of this in mind, this week, they did finalize the acquisition of that buy now, pay later acquisition that they made, $29 billion for Afterpay. And so we'll see exactly where this continues to move them forward in their offerings for their customers, and perhaps some overlap from the sentiment that we saw from PYPL, PayPal, after they reported earnings too. So those two names that I'm tracking going into the close, Emily.
Brad, I'm sticking with the tech theme. And after today's Meta Platforms meltdown, another big tech company is on tap to report earnings results in just a little bit. And that's Amazon. Now, this stock is down this afternoon, but let's take a look at what Wall Street is expecting from these results due out after market close in just about 25 minutes. Now, this is the point in the recovery where year-over-year comps are getting a little bit trickier for Amazon, given that e-commerce had still been the preferred purchasing method for many people during the pandemic in the comparable year-ago quarter. Now, because of that, we are expected to see a slowdown in sales growth rates, and Q4 revenue likely grew 10% to reach $137.8 billion for Amazon. Now, that would be the first time ever that Amazon sales topped $130 billion in a single quarter. But again, that rate of growth would be a major step down from the 44% increase posted in the same holiday quarter in 2020. Now, also do keep an eye on AWS, or Amazon Web Services, in this afternoon's report. It's currently the cloud market leader, but recall that Microsoft Azure is also gaining ground, and Microsoft last week delivered a strong outlook for Azure for the current quarter. Now, all told, Amazon shares still feeling the pressure today after those Meta Platforms earnings yesterday. That stock down by about 7.5% this afternoon and down by about 16% so far for the year to date. Then shifting gears, there are also shares of Honeywell that I'm watching. Now, we've been talking a lot about inflation hitting companies' earnings results. Honeywell is no exception here. Now, the company offered a weaker than expected full year outlook on sales and earnings due to rising input prices and supply chain disruptions. On the high end, Honeywell expects earnings to come in at as much as $8.70 a share on revenue of as much as $36.4 billion. Both of those metrics were short, again, even on the high end compared to Wall Street's estimates. Now, Honeywell Chief Financial Officer Greg Lewis said during this morning's earnings call, quote, "We expect supply chain impacts to remain as challenging in the first half of the year as they were in the third and fourth quarters." But he did add that they'll likely start to ease in the second half of the year, so something to watch out for as we move through 2022.